Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking about Jameis Winston and his play at quarterback for the Browns. And Andy, I agree. The offense just looks better. I mean, there's some juice to it.
I think there are a couple things that are going on here. One, I do think Jameis Winston is playing better than Deshaun did. And maybe he's healthier. That's one of the little things I'll say. Two, the offensive line looks significantly better with a quarterback that gets rid of the ball as fast as Jameis does. And then three, you know, we've seen the emergence of multiple wide receivers since the Amari Cooper trade. I think all of those factors have led to a better offense.
I would agree. And, you know, we chatted earlier about the Breer report about quarterbacks and compete and all that stuff. I wonder if Jameis continues to play fairly well, if that would even be of any interest to him. If, in fact, that's a legit
I mean, he does
deal.
Seem like he's having fun here. I'll give you that. But,
but what if
fun and money are two different things.
Right. And what if he plays really well and
plays himself right off the team? Is that what you're saying?
Well, either A, plays himself off the team, or plays well enough that he wouldn't even think of the idea of coming back and being the
backup quarterback again
here, where he outplayed the other guy.
Unless he wants to be a two, if that's the scenario that's going to be played out. Again, you talked about level of, are we going to have competition? I hope so. I hope they have competition to figure out who the starting quarterback is next year. I hope they choose the man with the most talent to be the quarterback. The unfortunate part about the last two seasons is it's been the guy they brought in middle of the season after injury. That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. So we'll see. Just stay tuned. He has a lot more games to play. I think it'll be an interesting game for him coming up on Monday, playing the Denver Broncos, where Sean Payton is now the head coach, and Sean Payton was in New Orleans, brought Jameis in. Jameis credits Drew Brees and Sean Payton for really helping him drastically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to see what will happen in that game. If you happen to watch the Sunday night game last night, you saw what happens when a really good running back plays on a really good offense with a good quarterback and a really good offensive line. And that's Saquon Barkley rushing for 255 yards. He was great. And a couple of big, long touchdown runs that almost seemed more fluky to me, Andy, than great, because he he busted out of both of them pretty early, you know. I don't know if any 70-yard touchdown isn't fluky. I mean, look at what the Commanders did against Dallas yesterday in the final minute with Terry McLaurin. That was wacky. That whole game was wacky. And we're going to touch on that in a second. But the game by Saquon Barkley got people rumbling about most valuable player award. And if you think about it, why can't a running back win the most valuable player award? The last one to do it was LaDainian Tomlinson in 2006. Saquon has been a difference maker for that team. And every most valuable player in the NFL since then, oh, I take that back. It was Adrian Peterson in 2012 and then LaDainian before that in 2006. Every other one from LaDainian on, other than AP, quarterback, of course. You know, the quarterback is almost always considered the most valuable player on that team, which, whether it's the real deal or not, it's just kind of the way it goes. In this day and age of the passing game in the NFL, even though you're starting to see some kind of turn back to the running game a little bit, could Saquon Barkley be the MVP?
FanDuel thinks so. He's got the third best odds.
Nice.
Yeah, I think so. But again, he's surrounded by quarterbacks. He's the only running back in their top. I'm trying to find the next running back, even Derrick Henry, and he's way down the list.
And Derrick's had a good year, but he's not having a Saquon year.
He's like 14th best odds. Otherwise, everybody else is a quarterback, and those guys are They go all the way down to Bo Nix before you find somebody else who isn't a running back. T.J. Watt.
You mean quarterback?
Yeah, not a quarterback. Sorry. So two running backs. I'm just looking. 1, 3, 6, 9. Sorry, I didn't do math on the air.
Do you think he could do it, though? I think he could. He's almost at 1,400 yards rushing already through 11 games.
Josh Allen's tops, Lamar Jackson second, then Barkley's third.
And averaging 6.2 per carry. That's a lot. Double-digit touchdowns. He's not alone there. Some of the other guys have double digits. Derrick Henry does, and Jahmyr Gibbs in Detroit, Joe Mixon. David Montgomery's close. Montgomery has 11. James Cook has 10. But it's that rushing total and the impact that he's had on that Philadelphia Eagles franchise that makes me think, yeah, this might be the year it happens. You know, it's not going to be Patrick Mahomes this year, do you think? And the Chiefs have only lost once, but they keep defying kind of logic, Andy. You know, they had a rough game yesterday. You wouldn't think that they would need what they had to go through to beat the Carolina Panthers, but they did. It was 30-27.
But you knew they were going to win at the end of the game. It was like only Carolina scored too early. That was the problem. I mean, they marched down the field, and you're like, oh, this thing's... And then, boom, they scored too early.
Are the Chiefs as good as they were? Are they as good as a 10-1 team? I kind of think so.
Show me when they're not, and I'll believe it.
Well, see,
at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know what's weird, though, Jeff? Like, the MVP is all about quarterbacks.
Almost always.
For FanDuel, right? But the regular season offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley has the best odds.
Well, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
But most valuable and best are two different things, you know? Depends on, you know, how you actually want to take it verbatim. Who's the most valuable player? Then you figure it out. Wasn't necessarily the best player that year. Although you would think that that's the case, right?
It's hard not to give the MVP to a quarterback. They touch the ball too many times.
Like on every play?
Yeah. Although I don't see a lot of centers winning MVP, so...
Funny.
Thank you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the Chiefs are every bit as good as we think they are, but they're a little different than they used to be. You know, other than yesterday, getting shredded for 27 points, their defense has been really good. Their offense, I think, has been more balanced than ever before. Patrick Mahomes isn't throwing for tons and tons of yards every week. His wide receiving crew is kind of pieced together after losing Rashee Rice early on and then never having Marquise Brown. Hollywood Brown.
DeAndre Hopkins looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, but he only caught, you know, for 35 yards.
Well, they only threw it to him six times.
But he's been a nice addition. That was a nice get for them. You go out and get a guy like that who's a pro. He's the, you know, you could say he was their wide receiver pickup of Kareem Hunt. You know, hey, we need somebody. Who can we get? Hey, Kareem was here before. He's very good. He's led the league in rushing. Terrific. Let's go get Kareem. Great. And he wasn't on a team. Well, we need another wide receiver. Well, let's go get one of the best in, you know, the last 10 years, DeAndre Hopkins. Let's bring him in. He's a veteran. Won't take him long to get going. And he's been a really nice help for them. And so I think they're a team that you look at and you think, yeah, even though the offense isn't maybe what it was, and not that it's bad, and not that it's not capable of dominating a game, it just hasn't been what it was. And I think that's kind of interesting.
Do you think the Browns should have brought Kareem Hunt back? I'm just looking at that Kansas City offense.
Well, in hindsight, it sure looks that way.
I mean,
because they did not.
In eight games, he's got 577 yards.
Andy, they didn't commit to anybody.
He's got two games of more than 100 yards. Rushing.
With Nick Chubb out, they didn't commit to Foreman. They didn't commit to Strong. They didn't commit to Ford. Now, those guys all, you know, dinged up a little bit. They had their moments. But I think it's kind of hard not to think that maybe they shouldn't have brought Kareem back. Jim's in Solon, home of the Comets. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I'm a lifelong Browns fan, so I'm very thankful that there are a lot of really good teams in the NFC that could stop the Lions from going to the Super Bowl. But I'm wondering why Jared Goff is not in that conversation for MVP.
I think he was.
Yeah, I thought he was number one.
Yeah, I would think he is, Jim. We were just talking about a running back as MVP. We weren't eliminating anybody. We just thought, could a running back in this day and age be the MVP?
So I'm sorry, Josh Allen's number one. Jared Goff's fourth.
Well, thank you. I heard you saying all the names, and I just didn't hear his name.
Just doing top three, top four there. So it's Allen, according to FanDuel, it's Allen, Jackson, Barkley, and then Goff, and then Mahomes after that.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, Jim. There you go. People don't want their guy to be slighted.
It's okay. I'm all right with that.
I think the Lions are one of the best stories we've had in the NFL in a while. And are they the team to beat in the NFC? I would think it's the Lions or Philadelphia right now. Vikings are also 9-2, just like the Philadelphia Eagles, and I don't think they're getting enough credit for being 9-2. You know, they had Addison go off yesterday and Sam Darnold throwing for 330 and like three touchdowns, and Justin Jefferson, I think, caught two balls. You know, so they're showing a little with Aaron Jones in the backfield. He's been really good. They're a team to watch. I don't think anybody in the NFC West is a threat. I don't think anybody in the NFC South is a threat. I think you're looking at Detroit, Minnesota, and Philadelphia, and that's about it. Maybe Green Bay. Dan, had to throw you in your pack.
How do you not?
You wouldn't.
You won't? No.
I wouldn't.
We've won two in a row. Can you get happy?
That offense is sputtering. The passing game is sputtering. I mean, Christian Watson dropped a pass that hit him in the helmet. There were a couple passes that were thrown behind. It seems like the passing game is not on the same page. They have figured out the run. They took the triple option Malik Willis stuff that they were running earlier in the season and decided to do it with Jordan Love, and it's working out a decent amount. But the passing game just seems clunky. And until they get that together, what are we doing here? The defense didn't take the step forward I thought it would this year. Rashawn Gary has been kind of a letdown.
Romeo Doubs got hurt.
Which is a big deal, too. Again, they can run the ball well, and the defense holds up decently. But, boy, until they get that passing game on track, they're a step below. They're in a tier below all those other teams that you laid out.
Team to beat in the AFC, is it Buffalo? Is it Kansas City?
I think Buffalo right now
beat,
it's Buffalo.
Buffalo beat Kansas City.
Yeah, right now it's Buffalo.
I think Buffalo. I have Kansas City concerns.
They don't look quite the same, but I think they look different. And I don't know if different is better yet. Their defense looks really pretty good.
They don't have a pass rush.
But their defense has been pretty good. Yesterday, no. They gave up 27 to Carolina.
It was weird how they couldn't get to Bryce Young. You think if anybody, you'd be able to get to Bryce Young. And I know that the Panthers' offensive line is better than you think. But boy, it was odd that that was happening. That they were like double teaming Chris Jones, and like Karlaftis couldn't get home. It was a weird one.
Yes, it was. Powell, our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, joining us at 1 o'clock here on Baskin and Phelps.